This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The number of coronavirus cases across the United States is surging, along with increased hospitalizations and deaths. The most recent count of COVID-19-related fatalities is more than 247,000, with daily reported fatalities ranging between 600 and 1,000 for the past several days. Louisiana seems to be faring better than most states, but health officials are concerned that could change as holiday social gatherings are likely to take place over Thanksgiving, causing a spike in COVID-19 infections. In northwest Louisiana, the positive test percentages in Caddo and Bossier parishes is showing some stabilization, even as Bossier surpassed 5,000 COVID-19 cases on Monday. That's according to the Louisiana Department of Health. From November 9th to November 16th, Bossier Parish had 279 new cases for a 5.9% positive test percentage on 4,734 tests. Health experts say a desired percentage of positive tests should be at 5% or less. Last week, Bossier's positive test percentage was 6.9%. The total of COVID-19 deaths for Bossier Parish has reached 139, five more than the previous week. Caddo Parish had 699 new cases for the same period. Those were from 10,590 tests for a 6.6 positive test percentage, up from 6.4% a week ago. Caddo's total COVID-19 cases is 11,580, and its death total has reached 427. Are you planning to hit the road to visit family and friends over the holidays? Well, about 4 million Texans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving. That's down more than 5% from last year. Daniel Armbruster with the American Automobile Association in Dallas says that estimate could be even lower as the pandemic continues.
It's quite possible that even fewer people could travel than what's predicted. And you know, this forecast was finalized during the week of October 15th. Since then, the environment impacting consumer behavior has changed dramatically. We've had nearly all aspects of this pandemic having worsened.
Most Texans are expected to travel by personal automobile. Arkansas had a state record-setting 42 deaths and 861 hospitalizations of people with COVID-19 on the day a newly formed state coronavirus task force met for the first time. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state had 1,308 new cases Monday. That's as the winter COVID-19 task force began discussions on how to deal with the surge in Arkansas cases and hospitalizations with the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. And Texas has surpassed 20,000 confirmed coronavirus deaths. Johns Hopkins University researchers say the Texas death count is the second highest in the country behind New York. Texas has the 22nd highest death count per capita at 69.7 deaths per 100,000 people. So far, state leaders have given no indication of forthcoming restrictions to keep people from gathering and spreading the virus. More than 1 million Texans have been infected with the disease. Your weather outlook: temperatures in the low 70s under sunny skies today. This is Red River Radio.